Les sports en anglais, Marcel Nfoche.
Hello, Chetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. The former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, is dead. The native of Garoua, who headed CAF for more than 30 years, died last evening in Paris, France. Senior reporter Simon Younger has the profile of the man who is also the only African to have been a FIFA president.
It is difficult to give a resume of the life of the fallen hero, Issa Hayatou, born on the 9th of August and died on the eve of his birthday, exactly 78 years after. The son of the then Lamido of his birth city, the middle distance runner and physical education teacher, was a complete athlete from his early years. He was a champion in track and field events, an ace in basketball that he played right up to the national team, a football player and a champion and national record holder in the 400 and 800 meter races. Not surprising then, when he opted for a profession in the teaching of sports and physical education in 1973 after his training in the University of Yaoundé. Without wasting much time, his management skills were detected and Issa Hayatou left the field for the office. At 28 only, he was appointed Secretary General of the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT, and without knowing, that was the start of a future that will see him sit on the highest stool of global football management. In the meantime, he had a little break that saw him occupy the post of Director of Sports at the then Ministry of Youth and Sports from 1982 to 1984, going back to the FA as Vice President from 1984 to 86, before taking over the top job from 1986 to 1988. From 1988, he left Cameroon along with the indomitable Lions of Cameroon to Morocco for the Africa Cup of Nations. And as the team won all their games on the field to bring home the most coveted football trophy in Africa, Issa Hayatou outplayed opposition in the offices to bring home the presidency of the African Football Confederation, CAF. That was the end of a career as a Cameroonian football official, but the start of another career that made Issa Hayatou an international citizen. Difficult to forget his stay at the helm of the Confederation of African Football, CAF. For 31 years, he completely transformed the management of the African Football House, but also the game on the field. Under Issa Hayatou, the African Cup of Nations left from an 8-nation tournament to 12 and then 16 nations. Under him, the women's game gained recognition with the creation of the AUCON, that is the African Women's Cup of Nations, and the age competitions that saw the coming to the lights of the under 17 and under 20 competitions, as well as his last creation, the African Nations Championship, the CHAN, in 2009. His stay in that body for the time he did made him a serious stakeholder in world football, rising to the post of senior vice president of FIFA and consequently occupying the top job of the World Football Governing House. From October 8, 2015 to February 26, 2016, Issa Hayatou was the president of FIFA. He held the highest voice in FIFA following the suspension of Sepp Blatter. He was therefore the one who organized the elections that brought Gianni Infantino into the FIFA presidency. After failing to win another mandate in CAF in 2017, Issa Hayatou returned home to be recognized by his people that handed him the presidency of the board of directors of the National Football Academy, ANAFOOT. Issa Hayatou saw it all in football and leaves a huge space that will not be filled that easily.
Senior reporter Simon Younger. Meanwhile, tributes have been pouring in for the fallen football administrator. Among those who have sent condolence messages is current CAF president, Dr. Patrice Motsepe. 30 players selected from teams in Cameroon and France are part of the under-20 women's national team of Cameroon, which has intensified preparations in their fourth training camp at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, ahead of this year's under-20 FIFA World Cup, which will begin on August 31st in Colombia. Details with Ben Collins, Nyueberwo.
Apart from winger Lamine Mana, who plays for French Division 2 side Le Mans, 29 of the 30 players called to come by coach Hassan Bala are from clubs in Cameroon. 6 are from Amazon Fab, 5 from Authentic Ladies of Douala, 5 from Lekki Football Girls, and 4 from the 2024 top-tier champions in Cameroon, FC Ebolova, Cyclones Football Club, AS Fortuna Mfu, Aitambog of Kambe, AGS SAC of Douala, and Vision Food Association Academy. All have one player each at the fourth training camp at Bankomo. The team is fine-tuning tactics ahead of their maiden participation in the world's biggest football tournament in that category. After the ongoing training camp that will end on August 15 at the CAF Center of Excellence, the players who will be retained in the final list will travel to Bogota in Colombia for acclimatization ahead of the final phase of the FIFA World Cup. The under-20 Lionesses are paired in Group A alongside Colombia, Australia and Mexico. The opening match of the competition will pit the host, Colombia, against Cameroon on the 31st of August 2024 at the Estadio El Campín in Bogota.
Ben Collins Nweberwa drawing the curtains on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie. Back to you, Sheta.